The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
We have a special guest. We have Tony Siciliano, the window doctor and owner of Siciliano Window and Doors. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors, about 18. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, go to the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and click on that and see what's going on at the corners. And if there's a topic or if you think you'd be a good guest for the show, send us an email or give us a call and maybe he'll be on.
We're always looking for new information and topics to discuss as they relate to real estate. So don't be shy. Give us a call or send us an email. Also, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is also mobile friendly. Okay, Tony Siciliano, the window doctor. Tell me about how you got that name, why you're called the window doctor, what you do, and where you go, please.
Jackie, our company started as Siciliano Window and Door, but we found that there was a need for service for people who have existing windows, older products that needed parts and pieces that were going to be able to make their windows operate properly. So we started the Window Doctor as a service-oriented business to help people who don't quite know where to get these parts and pieces or the service they require for their existing windows. And that's how it started.
So, as a window doctor, you make house calls.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
So, we don't have to take our windows out and take them to you.
No.
You can come and look at our windows. So, one of the promotional pieces that I noticed, and I'm going to ask you to explain, said if you have a house that was built in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, give us a call. Why? Are you looking to replace those windows, or is there anything that we should know about that happened in those years in terms of window manufacturing? Or is it because you have maybe an answer where you don't have to go into the expense of replacing? Maybe you can just do a little bit of tinkering.
Correct.
All right.
One of the things is technology has changed dramatically. Based on window manufacturing in, let's just say, the 60s, we used insulated glass, which was two panes of glass with no treatment on them whatsoever. And there was it was a good situation because you got a lot more out of double pane glass than you would have gotten out of single glass, obviously. But since that time, we have gotten to what's been called high-performance customer and even better R value and U value, which retains the heat in their home, keeps the cold out in the wintertime. That has gotten even better with the addition of what's called argon gas. So that's added to the glass as well. So if you have, let's say, a window made by Anderson, which was a very popular brand, many people know that, and you had a standard size product, but your glass was outdated, what we do is we come in and we replace the sash, or the movable part, which most people realize is the sash, and upgrade that glass and give them a far more energy efficient product without replacing the whole window.
Which is very costly.
Which is very costly. Exactly.
So now, this is an inexpensive solution.
Exactly. For example, if I may, I did a job last year where a customer had about 25 windows in their home, and they wanted to replace all the windows. Well, we went up and we consulted with them, and I had suggested to them, why replace and tear out all these windows, which is going to be a large expense plus a pretty messy job, when you can replace the glass and the hardware? And it was about a third of the price, which of what they would have spent.
Well, certainly, yeah, sure.
So they were extremely happy with that.
And relieved.
Very relieved. Very relieved. So it is one step in the process. It's not the only step in the process. Some people do require replacement windows.
Well, when the frame is good.
Yes.
And you're not leaking, you know, water or air or right. anything, like there's no drafts, that would be the best solution is to replace that.
Exactly. We're able to replace hardware, which in a lot of cases has a tendency to wear out after 25 or 30
like
years.
Like the casement, the crank windows,
the
right?
The most popular one that wears out, yeah.
Right, right,
so,
right.
Well, when you open the window and it slams down.
Yeah, or the double hung, exactly.
What, you don't like putting a book there?
No. Actually, I use the paint stirrer. I stick that in there to keep the window open.
Okay. So I've seen many different options, books, you know, sticks, you name it. But there's a lot of solutions that are out there without a huge cost to the homeowner. So we try our very best to give them a solution which will benefit them without breaking the bank.
Right. And then so they save on that, on the installation costs.
Correct.
And then they save on heating bills, cooling bills.
A huge heating difference. We've had customers call us up afterwards. You know, a lot of times you don't hear back from the customer, but when they call back and say, can't believe the difference. The sound is a big thing because of the insulation in the glass and in the window that offers them this sound deadening property that they also get to enjoy along with the heating savings and things like that.
Oh, so I don't have to hear the neighbors hooting and hollering mm-hmm. and the dog barking 3 yards down?
It'll definitely diminish it.
Sounds good.
Yes.
So you mentioned that the technology is different in the way that glass is manufactured
yes.
these days. Well, I have a question for you. In a day and age when there's self-cleaning ovens, why don't we have self-cleaning windows? Now, that's a technology I'd like to see.
Well, I'm going to help you. Anderson is, again, a very popular brand, and there's many brands out there that are very good products. However, Anderson makes a product now that's called Low E4.
Low E4.
Which stands for low emissivity, and that is the reflective coating that's put on the glass to help retain the heat inside and reflect it back out in the summer. It's also a product that has a coating on the outside of the glass, which helps sheet water and dirt and residue away. So your cleaning is not as often, but it helps you to keep the glass a lot cleaner. So it's a pretty nice product.
Very nice. Is it more expensive, I would think?
Of course.
Of course. But it might be worth it.
It might be. Yeah. Especially if you have to clean them. Yeah, it's worth it.
Well, I used to live in a place where there was the original 80-year-old double-hung windows.
Mm-hmm. And they rattled.
And I was on the third floor. I literally lived in the treetops. And this house was very high. And I lived on the third floor. And I remember, and I always loved clean windows because I had a spectacular view. And I wanted to appreciate it every day, but I'd be hanging out these windows trying to get them clean. So, I mean, it can be dangerous.
It can be.
Yes. But there's nothing like the tilt-in when you do want to get clean and ambitious and spend every Saturday in the month of May, June, July, and August cleaning 48 windows.
Do we yeah, have 40? Something like that.
Yeah, something. So I always think about self-cleaning windows as the next... breakthrough.
I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just gave somebody an idea for the next big
there you go.
Invention.
All right. No problem. I have lots of ideas.
There you go.
Oh, I know you do.
I have no follow through, though, right? All right. So, you know, windows are big. Door and window replacement projects generated a higher recoupment value over many other remodeling projects that one can do in a home. So they're pretty important. There's nothing like when we go into a house and we show a house and it's bright and has beautiful windows and it's, but it's, you know, partly t- to get those windows clean when we're having a showing, a viewing on a home. That's what makes the difference. So it's not only, you know, beautiful windows, clean windows, but operational. So they have to operate, because a lot of times the inspectors go in and have a field day with windows. So what do you find when you go out to properties?
The number one item that we see is ease of operation and that the window is safe. One of the products that you see in a double hung window, which is an up and down window, most people have them in their homes, is the balance system. And the balance system is in there to help the sash move up and down freely. And over a course of time, you'll see that these things have a tendency to wear out. Sometimes they break. You'll see cords sometimes that are hanging. Maybe a spring has come loose and things of that nature. So we get called in to replace these parts and pieces so that the home will pass inspection, that there's not a safety issue for the homeowner, and that the window is operating to its best of its ability.
So you do you repair old double hung windows?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a huge part of our business. We have several thousand Anderson window parts in stock, and I have the ability to purchase replacement parts that are manufactured aftermarket from a supplier for virtually any window that's on the market today. We can replace the part. And that's very, very hard for most people. They'll try to go to some of the local stores or, you know, maybe a big box store and say, I need this part. Well, they're just not available in those specific locations. And we're able to obtain these and give people a product exactly what they have and get that window operating properly.
So you can repair those?
Absolutely.
Broken cords?
Yes.
All right.
Do it every day.
All right. So then it's not necessary to replace the whole window.
No, not at all. And that's the biggest part of our job is to go in and say, hey, wait a minute. You don't need to spend X amount of dollars on replacing all your windows. For a fraction of the cost, we can get these windows that are still good operating properly. And that's what we do.
Tell me about your company and how many people work for you and are they trained?
That's a very good question. Training is very, very important. My company is a family-owned business. It's myself and my son, Anthony Jr. We are a family-owned business. This will be my 40th year in the window and door industry. Very proud of that. We sell directly to the public and builders and remodelers and commercial contractors. We have a store in West Scranton. It's at 1022 South Main Avenue, right on the corner of St. Anne's and Main. And it's a retail operation that's open 6 days a week, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to noon.
If I come to you and I want windows,
yes,
do you have a showroom?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so how do I start? What do I look for? How do I know that window is going to fit the style of my home? And what should I be looking for?
I guess it depends on the project you're doing. If you're remodeling, most people have sometimes an architect involved. And if they bring us prints, we size the windows to the print. If you're building, obviously there's a blueprint. And of course, we do the same thing. However, if you're doing a renovation project, you're going to replace your windows. You're going to move windows. We sit down with you. We consult with you. We come to your house. There's no charge for that. We come out and we measure what you have and replace it with the product that will suit what your needs are and what your design features may, you know, require.
So you can custom do windows. Can you change the window size?
Absolutely.
Can you do transom above doors?
Yes. There's many, many features out there. So what you have may be a double hung window, and you say, I want to open this wall up and I want to put, let's say, a bow window in. Most people, you know, can understand what a bow window is, or an angle bay window, or just maybe a larger picture window. These are all available. Most people understand that they can get these things, but maybe not know how to go about getting it installed. And we also do that. We do a lot of installation work.
So you have knowledgeable, trained professionals.
To get back to the training part, which was, you know, suggested earlier, my son and I are both factory trained. We've gone to Minnesota to the Anderson factory, spent a week out there training and going over all the requirements to fix any of their products. Now, I also service some of the other major window manufacturers in the area. I'm an authorized Marvin certified repair person. I have never been certified for Pella, but I have worked on their products. And we, like I said, we can fix a multitude of other products that are out there. Vinyl windows, which there are many, and aluminum windows, and of course, all wood windows. So we run the gambit. We can do just about anything. We try anyway. If we get stuck, it's a rarity.
Right. Well, I mean, there's just all different types of windows, window sizes,
yes,
companies. So it is amazing that you're pretty well-versed in all types of windows and products.
Well, we've been doing it a very long time.
40 years.
40 years. And I learned a lot. And I'm happy that I'm able to share that with some homeowners because it really does benefit them.
Contact information, please.
Thanks for asking. We would be at 570-209-7643 is our store number. You can see us on Facebook. We also have CiciliannoWindow.com is our webpage. And of course, you can email us at any time at CicilianoWindowAndDoor@yahoo.com.
And can you spell Siciliano, please?
Sure. It's SiciliAno.
Thank you. We'll be back after a brief break. Before we go, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have an exceptional home at 1745 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for $289,000. This large grand home has 7 bedrooms and 3 baths. This home has beautiful wood floors on all 3 levels, crown molding, solid wood doors, sliding doors, leaded glass, a grand staircase with a large stained glass window, and a beautiful window seat underneath that stained glass window. Hey, we're talking windows here.
There you go.
This is a beauty. This home retains all of its grandeur. It has a perfect layout and generous room sizes with character and style. It also has a beautiful fireplace, a 2-car garage, and a large 70 by 175 lot. That's a grand 7-bedroom, 3-bath home at 1745 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for $289,000.
Thank you, Pat. You've been on me the last couple of weeks. I haven't had statistics.
Yeah, where's the statistics?
And you love statistics. So instead of that like famous meatloaf dinner that people make for their husbands, like they want to come home and get that great dinner, I got statistics for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So consider this
your
meatloaf.
You make mean reservations, baby. Let me tell you.
These are the Greater Scranton Board of Multi-List Statistics for single family homes in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming County. During the last 30 days, single-family homes, 2 bedrooms or less, the median sales price is $70,000. For 3 bedrooms or less, it's $103,000. For 4 or more bedrooms, the median sales price is $150,000. For all types of single-family homes, during the last 30 days, the median sales price is $113,000. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Great. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. We have Tony Siciliano, the window doctor, and Siciliano Window and Door owner. How are you?
I'm well, Jackie. Thank you very much.
You've also been on WNEP on the...
I have been. We did a episode of Home and Backyard in July, I believe it was.
So you really are a doctor.
A little bit.
So a little bit about your company. You do windows and doors, but that's not all. What else do you do?
We do new doors, new windows, replacement windows and doors, commercial products as well, service products as well, new construction, remodeling, renovation, you name it. Just about every aspect of the window and door industry we're able to accommodate.
Okay. So not only do you do new installation of windows, you also do restoring, replacing parts, fixing.
That's correct.
Okay. How about leaded and stained glass? Do you work on those?
We have access to the proper people that can do that for you. I have two leaded glass suppliers, we'll call them, that can restore what you have and or make you new leaded glass.
All right.
All right. What can people do to prolong the life of their existing windows?
That's an excellent question. One of the biggest fallacies with a window is just because it's maybe aluminum clad or vinyl clad or an all vinyl window, that it doesn't require any maintenance at all. And that's just not true. Your window is made to protect the wood or the interior part of that window from the elements, but you still need to maintain it. It doesn't hurt to make sure that the cranks, maybe a casement window or an awning window, requires some extra lubrication over the course of the years.
So I should oil it once every 20 years?
Please. Or you're going to be calling me. You're going to call me. Double hung windows, for example, the balances over time have a tendency to go. It wouldn't hurt to lubricate the jams, the frame members. That's the part where the window contacts the frame sliding up and down.
What do you lubricate it with?
One of the best products that we found, believe it or not, is Armor All.
Really?
Yes. You should not use WD-40. You want a product that's going to lubricate and clean. And if we've all used Armor All in our car at one point or another, it's a cleaning product, but it lubricates extremely well. Some people have gone and used Lemon Pledge. You'll see some people, they'll spray Pledge in there. It does a good job, but we found that Armor All does a wonderful job.
All right. WD-40 is out.
I would not use it.
Okay. Well, and what else can they do to prolong the life of their windows?
One of the other things is just maybe
clean
even every
them.
Other
clean
year.
Them?
Yeah. Well, clean them is extremely important. What people don't realize is a casement window or an awning window, when you crank them out, they leave the house. They're outside. Now you have a totally exposed piece of hardware that is going to get wind-driven rain, dirt, debris. One of the things a lot of people will see is there's mud wasps. It's an extremely big problem we have here in northeastern Pennsylvania. If you look underneath, you'll see that there's these little pockets of mud. Well, they foul up the operator, and that's something that you want to get in there. You want to clean that out, make sure the locks are operating properly. It's just basic maintenance. It's really nothing more than that. We get a little lazy, so that's what happens.
Okay, that was good.
What's the biggest mistake people make with their windows?
I would say that the number one mistake that we feel is just because it's the lowest price doesn't mean it's the best value for what you're getting.
That is the truth.
Just because it's cheaper doesn't mean it's better. There's all different ranges of pricing, and we know that. And everybody's budget is different, of course. But do your homework, do some shopping, comparative shopping, go on the internet. There's tons of information out there. Consult someone like myself. Come and see us. We'll show you the difference. We'll explain to you the difference. Even if you don't buy them from us, maybe we help and educate you and show you what the differences are and where you can spend your money wisely and get the best bang for your budget. Everyone's different. We understand that. And there's many different products. Everything from an all vinyl window to an aluminum clad wood window to a fiberglass window. There's many different products out there. And we feel that there's a lot of different ones that will meet your requirements. So do your homework. That's basically what I could tell you.
I think it's very important to go to an expert on this. I mean, because I've had this experience where I've gone to big box stores And I think I got the guy from plumbing over to the aisle to show me about windows because he just says, oh, that one will fit. You know, I really didn't get any help.
But I think we've all been in that situation at one time or another. And no disrespect to the big box stores. They have their place, obviously. But we're more of a specialized store. Having done nothing but windows and doors for almost 40 years now, we feel like we have a little bit of a niche. And we want to educate the customer when they come in. They're speaking to the owners. It's either myself or my son. And we're going to sit with you. We're going to spend the time, educate, help, answer questions. We invite the questions. We want people to ask because there's so many things that I think are implied, and it shouldn't be that way. Most people don't know things like basic hardware. You could get so many different finishes. There's one of the window companies that we carry, Anderson's E-Series, it's an aluminum clad product. They offer 50 colors, which is standard. 50 colors. When did that happen? It was just something that, you know, has been driven by the homeowner. So there's so much out there for people. Now windows come pre-stained inside. They come pre-finished inside. No, you know, work for the homeowner. It's done. It's put in. It's finished. So come speak to us. This is what we do. We'll spend the time with you, and that's what we're looking for.
Great. Windows have a lot of power. I notice as a realtor, they have a lot of power because they invite people in. They offer curb appeal from the outside, and when people are driving by, you know, one of the biggest aspects you're looking at in a home is the type of window and the appeal it has, and then in the inside, how much brightness comes in.
And windows, it's a tremendous amount of curb appeal. And as you had said, from the inside, well, let's be honest, it connects us to our outside world. And over the course of the years, I'll just say within the last 10 years, it seems like the more glass, the better. And more people building homes want to invite that outside light inside. They want that outdoor feeling, but still be inside. And as we know, in northeastern Pennsylvania, we have an awful long period of
darkness. Yes, for sure.
Light deprivation is huge. So more and more people are expanding the window palette in their home, making it brighter, larger units. But with the onset of the technology in the glass, that doesn't hurt them regarding their heat. So you still get the ability to open up your home, invite the outside light in, and give them the glass technology that's going to protect them and keep their heating bills lower.
Right, and that's huge because we also have not this last winter, thankfully,
God.
But you know, usually we have harsh, colder winters, and you think of heat loss when you see lots of windows, but with today's technology, there's a lot of energy efficiency in our windows.
Extremely.
Okay, I'm going to ask you back. Will you come back next week so
I'd
we can talk more about windows and doors, please? Tony Siciliano, can I have your contact information, please?
Absolutely. Again, it's Siciliano Window and Door. We're located at 1022 South Main Avenue, Scranton, PA. Our phone number is 570-209-7643. You can contact us on Facebook. You can also get us on the internet at sicilianowindowanddoor.com. And, of course, by email, it's sicilianowindow@yahoo.com.
And spell Siciliano for
one
me,
more
please.
Time?
Yes,
sure.
Please.
Siciliano.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. Pat?
Yes, I'm going to go home and armor all my windows.
Good idea.
So they go up and down nice. Yes, we have a move-in condition split-level home, a three-bedroom, two-bath home at 814 Salisbury Road in South Abington for $169,000. This home has beautiful hardwood floors, lots of closet space, and a fireplace. It also has a remodeled kitchen, a large yard with a deck, all on a large 95 by 150 lot. It has a garage with storage and a large concrete driveway with plenty of off-street parking. That's a beautiful split-level, three-bedroom, two-bath home with a garage at 814 Salisbury Road in South Abington for $169,000. And that's listed by Edward Ruddy of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have with me the National Association of Realtors 2015 profile of home buyers and sellers. 13% of home buyers purchased a multi-generational home to take care of aging parents for cost savings and because their children over the age of 18 are moving back home. 18% of recent home buyers are veterans and 3% are active duty service members. And 30% of recent home buyers purchased a home because they had the desire to own their own home. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.